It was the worst day on Wall Street since the 2008 financial crisis, in part due to fears over coronavirus. And tonight, President Trump went to the White House briefing room and said his administration is looking at ways to help hourly wage workers and small businesses hurt by disruption. It's a shift after Trump, for weeks, downplayed the impact of this public health crisis. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith reports.
President Trump has consistently keyed in on the number of cases in the U.S., even as the lack of widely available testing meant there was no way of really knowing how many cases there were. He has talked about the positives and downplayed the worst-case scenario. And consistently, the ground has shifted beneath him. On February 26th, President Trump took the rare step of going to the White House briefing room to update the public on his administration's response. The first case of coronavirus not linked to travel, what's known as community transmission, had just been diagnosed. But Trump suggested, without any scientific basis, there was a chance it could all go away.
We're at the low level. As they get better, we take them off the list so that we're going to be pretty soon at only five people. And we could be at just one or two people over the next short period of time.
He was wrong, very wrong. Trump frequently inflates numbers to make himself look better, from economic indicators to crowd size. And with coronavirus, he has garbled the science on how soon a vaccine might be available and repeatedly pushed the idea that those critical of the federal response are just trying to hurt him politically. This comes at a time when it is very important to be clear with the public, says Saad Omer, director of the Yale Institute of Global Health.
In these kinds of public health emergencies, we need to be able to trust our leaders.
It matters, he says, because there could come a time when widespread quarantines are required to slow the spread of the virus. And then you need the public to believe the people telling them what they need to do. So Omer suggests politicians stick to basic messages, like encouraging hand washing, and let the scientist handle the science.
People understand if the president or sort of any of the political leaders are not experts in everything, and they say, look, this is my guy or my gal who is in charge of the scientific aspect.
He says elected leaders shouldn't play armchair epidemiologist, but that just isn't Trump's style. Trump was at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Friday wearing a red campaign hat with lab equipment whirring around him as he held court with reporters for some 45 minutes.
As of the time I left the plane with you, we had 240 cases. That's at least what was on a very fine network known as Fox News.
Then Trump batted down questions about potential measures to shore up the economy. Asked about the Grand Princess cruise ship with sick passengers aboard, Trump said he would rather the passengers stay at sea.
I would rather, because I like the numbers being where they are. I don't need to have the numbers double because of one ship. That wasn't our fault.
The numbers doubled over the weekend, and it had nothing to do with the ship, which docked in Oakland today. This morning on CNN, Anthony Fauci, the infectious disease specialist helping to lead the national response, had a message for people who are older or have underlying conditions like heart disease and diabetes.
Stay out of crowds. Don't do travel. Above all, don't go near a cruise ship. Don't go on a cruise ship.
It was a stark warning that came even as President Trump tweeted, quote, nothing is shut down. Life and the economy go on. But by the end of the day, the message had changed.
We have a great economy. We have a very strong economy. But this blindsided the world.
For the first time in a long time, Trump didn't mention the number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.